We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel Hilchas Yom Kippurim Sif Alf Yom Kippurim Yom Kippurim Asif Achil Vishtiya. One may not eat or drink, Berchit to wash himself, Sicha Shmir himself, Benilas Sandal wearing shoes, Batash Shmita, and having relationship. There's a Machlokes Rishonim. If only eating and drinking is Asif Midaraisa, and everything else we mentioned is only Asif Midrabanan, was everything that's mentioned Asif Midaraisa? Thus, become malacha betiltel. One may not do any malacha or do or carry k'may b'shabbos. V'kivin shetzrichon l'hois mechal al kodesh. Since, as we've mentioned, we have to add on Yom Kippur from before Yom Kippur to begin already Yom Kippur. L'chein asrim b'chal elu. All these things should already be prohibited. Mibay joim from when it's already still day. Eizes man kodem shmei neshmashos for a certain amount before bein neshmashos. It's appropriate to articulate that one is accepting upon himself in this extra amount of time, Yom Kippur, because even if somebody, of course, already acted during that time as if it's Yom Kippur, but if they have not expressly accepted upon themselves that it's Yom Kippur, Tosfos Yom Kippurim, it may not be necessarily effective. That's l'chatchila. Most Paiskim ever say that if one already acts like Yom Kippur in the time of Tosfos Yom Kippur, even though he hasn't expressly accepted upon himself, it still has the din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. There are different amounts of time, how much one should take on to be Tosfos Yom Kippurim, anywhere from as little as 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 12 minutes, 17 minutes, various opinions. Of course, if one could do it, they should do as best as possible. Yom Kippur is once a year. And then the same is on Yom Kippur. After Tzeisik Kechavim, after Tzeisik Kechavim, one should also keep on a little extra Yom Kippur. However, on the Zman of after Yom Kippur, did the Paiskim seem to agree that even a minimal amount is adequate? Sebeiz liga ba'ochlam mashkim shetzrichalam l'ktanim, l'sektanim, to touch food and drink that need to be served to children, yesh matirim v'yesh machmirim, some are lenient, some are strict, v'm efshif, at all possible, yesh lizar, because there's a concern that when one touches food, he may come to eat or drink the food. However, in the Mishnah Berurah, says that if you need to feed your children, there's room for leniency. Sif gimel os is rechitza, ayin sim kuf chav dalet sif zayin ches tes, v'yam gam b'yom kippurim en os rak b'chitza shel tanik. What we speak about washing, it's washing that brings enjoyment. V'tzach lezor m'oy shlo yichetz yoysim ma'ash mokach loy. One should be careful not to wash on Yom Kippur more than what's absolutely necessary. Tfilas nila mincha ma'irif. Before nila mincha ma'irif, kivin shkoyim kol yom beis haknesses. Since he's in shul all day, faisik betfilas piyutim just davening. Harei hu meshame yodav. So he's watching his hands. V'lo yirchitzim. And because of this, since we didn't wash our hands all day, some people have the minig that before ma'irif on Matzah Yom Kippur, they're careful to wash the hands, the full hand, three times, like we normally do every morning. Sivdala akarim shalom l'duchen, to kaharim the gof and the seas kapayim on Yom Kippur, kivin shal duchen tzrichim, the tilsi daim lezroya. When we wash our hands for duchening, the kohen washes hands for duchening, he has to wash till the wrist. V'lam loy not l'yudayim b'shachs rek, it's boz. And therefore, if the morning they only wash their fingers, av shebarchu az on tilsi daim, and they made the brach in the morning of an tilsi daim, v'komak kimish natila hilo hilo lem l'duchen, it's not the proper type of washing that's done before Nesias Kapayim. In kumikeng shnoit l'ata adaz roya, if now, before Nesias Kapayim, they're going to wash until the wrist, Tzrichon Levarach Shenes on Tehillas Yadayim, they should make the bracha on Tehillas Yadayim again. The Tavya is, what would be better, is Sheyit Lo Yadayim Gam B'Shach Sar Ezroya, that they should wash their hands in the morning until the wrist, V'lo Yitztarcha Atal Levarach Shenes. Our minig is that even if they wash till the wrist in the morning, they should wash till the wrist before the Nesias Kapayim, because who knows what they might have touched in the interim, but they don't make another bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim. Sif, hey, achoyla filayim by sukanam, a sick person, even if it's not dangerously ill, roichetz kadarkei, but he has to be somebody who's sick, somebody who's that entire body is in pain, nafal lemishkov, and only if he needs it is he allowed to wash his hands. Kala b'tach shloshim yoyim, a kala within 30 days of her getting married, mishinissa roichetz panel, there's a lot of wash of face, kadesh loy tazgana abalav. But that, of course, the Mr. Brewer says may not be relevant nowadays, because nowadays we're in shul all day. The chassan and kala are really not together that much. And because they're not together that much, they should not, the kala does not necessarily have the right to wash a face on Yom Kippur. Sif vav haroi chas v'shalom kerb Yom Kippurim. If somebody chas v'shalom has an emission on Yom Kippur, emlachu, if it's still moist, bekancha b'mapa, he should wipe it off with a piece of material. However, kvan is shabish, and if already dried, roichitz mekaymus amulchlochem avad, he should only wash the places that got dirty. The dina katzoy, it's like waste. The layichas bebeged, he has to be careful not to wash it off with a material. Shloyovel de schita, shin kam chas v'shom to schita. Vos litbo, one may not go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur, even if he had an emission. Even if he would normally go to the mikveh all year round under such circumstances. And if somebody has such an experience, he should tell the Talmud Chacham what he experienced. What happened to him, and he will tell him that what he should do, they should be forgiven, he should have a riches yomim. Many suggest that if this happens to a person on Yom Kippur, he should say the pasuk Yira Zara Yarech Yomim. Sif Zayin. Sicha Sura Fil Bishvil Havazuma. One may not smear himself, even just to remove any dirt. A fila mixes gufa, even if it's just on part of his body. Ach, choyla filayim by sukana. If it's a choyla, even if it's a choyla shayim by sukana, sach kadarkoi, he could smear himself. Umish yesh bechatatim, somebody who has a rash. If you're in a place where you don't necessarily smear yourself during the week when you experience that, then you shouldn't do it on Yom Kippur and avoid doing it. A doctor who's coming to treat a patient, that's all a member who's coming to treat a patient, and of course it's proper to wash their hands before they begin any treatment, may do so on Yom Kippur. Sevches nilas a sandal, yesh oisrim afilu b'sandal shalayit shenachaf ba'or. Wearing shoes, some say, cannot wear even a wood shoe that doesn't have a leather covering. Leather avil shel gemi akash abeged, if it's made out of straw, wood, material mutter. Yesh lachman nilas a sandal. One should be careful not to wear shoes. I feel b'makom refesh v'tit, even if it's a place that's dirty. I feel like I have the bank of him, even if he's between nochrim, also he should not wear regular shoes. Then with star habit leilach b'makom refesh v'tit, gusham v'li sandal. But if he's in a place where it's very difficult for him to walk without shoes, yindel sandalim should wear shoes shem b'lei ikev that don't have a heel. If they only have shoes with a heel, yachlifim shall small, yamim shall mendel small. Switch your right shoe for your left foot and your left shoe for your right foot. If that makes a difference, and then lufnei pesach pesach knesses, before he enters the shul, yachlat soysom, take off the shoes v'yatzneim and put them away. V'leizar, he should be careful. Shelo yitzdarach lichas yadav, he should take off his shoes and put on his shoes in a manner that won't require him to need to wash his hands.